Okay. Zion, responsible Hollow. Just a clear, not a clarification, a detail that one of the issues of Hana yesterday was with busting of his dog food. I just want to say that that it's Nevela, the Poskim generally Paskin that Nevela, there is an Isser Basal of Chal on Nevela as well. So dog food is a big Shiloh, Pashas is also, but there are materia, and person should ask his local rabbi. So the Ben Ish Chai seems to be matter in Nevela, but I didn't see it inside. I don't know. Okay, Rambam, I don't know the Rambam, maybe the Rambam, I don't know, whatever. But generally it's also, obviously if you can avoid it, if there's no other thing, you should ask a Shaila. Anyway, hey, Beitzim and inside, but Oifus, if you have eggs which are found inside the chicken, we've had this case numerous times, Gemuros, if they're fully formed, the Hainu they have a yolk and the egg white and the yolk. I hope he begidim, even though it is attached by a bunch of gidim still. Gemura, it's considered gemura umutar la'achla. It's considered gemura that it's an egg. It's not considered basar, and it's mutar to eat it with chalav. It's not called a fleshig egg. Now, before this stage, there's also a shaila about Efer Min HaChai, that if it's very early on, then it's not gemuros, and it's a shaila of Efer Min HaChai. And Nachmol, if there's blood in it, that's a different shaila. Because even if it's fully formed, if there's blood in it, that's blood from the chicken before the chick forms. But that's a different point. But is it fleshig or not? Is that it depends if the inside is fully formed. If it's not fully formed, then it's considered part of the chicken. And then you and I guess there's a stage where it's not Efer Min HaChai, and but it's also to go ahead and cook it in milk. But if it only has the yolk, also levashel b'chalav, it's also. However, we're not machmir. We'll see in the next sermon or two. We're not machmir. I'm waiting 6 hours. It's even though it's a fleshig egg, I guess that. Right, Shineim, there's time, there isn't so much time. So therefore the Chabad Haskins that it's mutter. Also the Gra points out it's also basar oif b'chalov, which is also derabanan, nachmal the derabanan. So it also knocks everything the chumrios down, so you have to be makpe by eggs. Vav, hamaushan, smoked. If you smoke meat and milk together, v'amavushal b'chamei tveria, or you mavashal it in chamei tveria. You have a hot spring and you put it in a pot or something, or you in a vat and you stick it inside. Ain loikin alav, because that's not called derech bishul. That's not a proper bishul. Again, this touches upon what I mentioned in the beginning. There's a machlokas about do we say the gedarim machlokas and the prima gadim, or do we say that the gedarim of bishul of basa b'chol is the same as the gedarim of bishul b'shabes? We do know that chamei tver is b'shaila b'shabes. They say it's not a kli, it's not an actual kli rishon. It's not it ain't lokin alav, but it still creates a din iser bas b'chalav chopanim. I think it's the rabbanon. I think it's the rabbanon. Like the. With the source over here is also from the Darim, from Hilchos Nedarim about whether it's Goloshim Be'adam or whatever. Now, taking it out of here is what about is there Bishul Basar B'chalav by a microwave? Or I saw brought down a question about induction or any of these other types of odd types of cooking, toldos chama, whatever. And this, you see from here, even though it's not, we don't, listen, mavasho of eight with an ash and a fire underneath and a pot, whatever, that's deraisa. The rabbanan is akopanim. It's boleya from one to the other. If it's even if it's not not mamash bishul, it still will be also, even if you use a microwave or induction or anything like that, it's still going to be problematic. Mavasho here also, if you cook basar in mecholov, which is a question. These are milks which are not full milk. The mechalav is sort of what we call whey. I didn't look into actually which, but in earlier segment we saw there's three stages. There's the full milk, then they separate the cream from the whey, is what they call it. But there's a third thing is that they can separate it further and take out all the remnants of the siubi de chalva, it's called, like the remnants of the milk, and what's left is just plain water. Now, emesis is we saw in the earlier siman that that water is even a shito hold that's ever minachai. It's not even cholos. There's even a din of ever minachai on it. So therefore, we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like that. Kolpanim, it's not. That's not considered cholos. Even the mei cholos. Even the So the that's it's a machlokes about what are we talking about, that chalav over here, or are we talking about the first separation? Because there's always bits of actual milk in there, so therefore, but it's still it's still not, you're still not chayv mishum basa b'chalav, it's not proper chalav. Oh, b'chalav mesa, or if it's after the cow dies, you milk whatever milk is left, you take out that milk. Or b'chalav zachar. Or if you have a male that drips some milk or whatever, oh, shebishul dam bechalav poter, or dam is not is it's still aser, but it's not considered, it's not baser bechalav, so it's poter. Those are all poter. Ve'ein leikin al achilasa b'shem baser bechalav, and you don't get malchus for baser bechalav in this situation. Hagav, chalav zachar, lo mikri chalav klal. So the Ramah paskins, the chalav zachar, it's not just your potter, but it's not mikri chalav klal, vim nafilas al kadera shal basar, ain't oiser. It doesn't even ask. The Ramah is more make, all the Gemara says the makor is by machshirin, that the chalav zachar is not machshir anything. It's not considered a liquid. Umei chalav oisvim, chalav mesa, or mei chalav, but if you have chalav mesa or mei chalav, then oisir mei chalav kama chalav atzma. If it falls into a meichel, you need shishim, and to just to cook it together, you shouldn't do it. It's also aser. It's a higher madre. It's a higher level. Yesh oimim the aser. Right, the Yesh Oimim, the also lachter say Yesh Tachas Kederusha Ovichachov. You shouldn't, if you say a person's working in a restaurant, right, and they're cooking Basar B'Cholav, or this is even without that. You walk in and you shouldn't stoke, change the fire, or move the pot around, anything like that. Since they're not, their pots are obviously as Cholav or Basar. And therefore, they might have mamashos in it. Blius, there's no isur basa, there's no bishul basa b'chalav on blius. Maybe isurim, but there's no bishul basa b'chalav on blius. But I guess the pshat over here is that there might be bits, left over, and they don't makbid, they don't clean their pots. Especially fancy chefs, it's a whole thing. They just wipe out their pots. They don't actually clean it because it's called seasoned pots. So we'll get to that nothing ton of gum and everything like that. So therefore it's a chash there, right? So therefore you should be careful. Oh, kasu de ein la'arv ma'im sheyaduchu behem klei basar, ma'im sheyaduchu behem klei cholav. If you have leftover dishwater from from your milchik sink and dishwater from your fleshik sink. So then you should not mix them together. Tein lefnei behema, and then let the, you know, you want to save the water, so you want to let the behema drink the asurim b'hana. Who are then you want to use it to, I don't know, water your plants or to anything like that. It's going to be asur b'hana. Yeah. Shach points out it's if they're both hot. If they're both hot water and you mix them, yeah, the shach, your test. You both hot water and you mix them, then you shouldn't. Then it becomes it's asur b'hana and you can't use it and you shouldn't can't use it for anything. Water your plants, water your you know cool down your machinery, anything like that you can't use it for. Oh, kosvu the klisha oisim b'mayin lechfifus harosh. Ain the shamish boy. If you have a bottle, you have a used to have a bowl or something that used to make shampoo. They use the ash from the kira, and it's very regular for basar and chalav to mix into the ash and use that, and they use that for shampoo. So therefore, it's not going to be asur b'hana. This is not asur b'hana. You'll be allowed to use the shampoo. But you're not allowed to go. You shouldn't use the bowl because the bowl then will have it will be clear basur b'cholov. Again, like the shachba asks, why can't you use shampoo and soap? You know, for it has basur b'cholov in it. I don't know if it's. It seems even that the Shiloh over here is not even a Bishul. It seems like it's just once we're talking about Kalim, they're talking about a kli that you make, they made shampoo, and it's often they took it from the oven, and there's Basa Bacholovin. But the Shach points out that there's no Isser Hana by washing your hair. The soaps you use is not called Hana, because you're not getting Hana from the Megufa Isser. That could be if you use straight basal b'chol washer, I don't know, but you're not because you're using the Afer. The Afer is what's washing the hair. So if you have shampoo that says in it, you know, we use Me'achuz basal b'chol, I don't know, whatever, and with fragrance and, you know, I don't know, whatever it is, so then there's no Isser Hana on that. If you have in like some of the radiators or things like that, you have they used to put pots on them as well to cook or to warm things up. You shouldn't tell them since sometimes the little splash basar and chalav, you have to have a harchaka between the two. Obviously the same type of idea between these two things is having different counters and different, you know, things. Is maybe basar and chalav might splash on it. It's not chiyuv. It's not. We get into whatever. We get into that at a different point. But al kulpanim, it's better. It's better to go. Okay, talking about hot stuff. You know, whatever. So it's better to go ahead and to try to, you know, try to separate it. You shouldn't be ever, don't worry about it. Person doesn't have to go ahead and be worried about it, but there's makom lahachmir, as our hakos from Basar Bacholov, there seems to be always this room to separate it more, and it's not yura, it's not. You know, but again, these are just chumras ba'alma of chashos that maybe there's some basa b'chalav or whatever, and therefore your person should be marchik from it. It was kederos that I guess they used to put it in a potbelly oven, whatever they used to heat the house with. Somebody else used to put pots in. And they didn't, you know, and since it's, you know, it's fire in there, so not, you know, you can use it for both because there's no, it burns. That's the reason the say that's why it's motorbets and because of Basar B'cholov, because it's actual fire in there, it burns out the, and there's no residue inside the oven, but maybe on top, you're putting stuff there, you're using the same spot, you can, it's going to be hot, it's going to be splashing over there, and you're going to get basav v'cholov. So therefore, you should avoid that if when possible. I mean, I'll leave it with the kederas. Again, the shach points out if it's metal, so then so you don't have to even worry, because once you put the pots in the oven, then it gets there's libun on the pot, and you don't have to be worried about anything. Zayin mevashel shliil b'cholov. If you cook the placenta or the afterbirth, I think it's shliil, which one it is, and cholov chayiv. You're chayiv. That's mamish isur deraisa. V'cheina ochlo, and also someone who eats is also isur deraisa. V'havavashel shliya or v'gidim and samos ikri karnayim v'tzlafin harachim. Potter, v'cheina ochlo and potter. But if you cooked, I don't remember which one's which. That could be in the placenta, and then the shalil is the placenta, I think. Or you cooked hide. Now, I don't think it's talking about if you cook cured leather. I don't know if there's any tam in that, but I do think the room to me, those are machmir, don't cook your shoes with milk. V'gidim v'atzamos, and there's gidim or gidim v'atzamos v'ikri karnayim, or the horns, the tzlafim harachim, the ikri karnayim is the filling inside. All horns have like a pulp inside, so that means the pulp inside, or if you have the soft hooves. Potter, it's potter, but aser. So it's not a iser deraisa, and there's no iser hanah because these things are not edible and they're hard. But things which are, you know, so therefore we're it's potter. Ches?
Is it the gelatin issue?
No, gelatin is later on.
Ches?
That's later on. Tzadi test. We're going to get into it later on. That it.
Why is
there an issue? Right. So it's probably because it's yeah, but it's but you're eating the bone itself or the marrow. You're not eating the gelatin. Is a byproduct. And it's a gelatin's a byproduct, and therefore it's not even there's meikar adin. There's what to be meikal on, but we'll get to that. It's discussion. Again, to novellas and things. Ches yesh mishayomed nisubi dechalba, that the remnants of chalav pirish chalav hamitzmatzes bekipon hagvina, that a person makes cheese, so there's leftover bits of milk or whatever. Einam bechal mechalav, they're not part of mechalav. Also min haTorah, they're mamish chalav, and therefore it's also min haTorah. Ela mechalav, but mechalav haynu sheoisim achar sheoisim hagvina. What's mei chalav is after you make the cheese, you cook the nisiyavi, va'oichel tzaf, or heat it up, va'oichel tzaf l'mala, and all the rest of the oichel floats, and you skim it off. That's actually mei chalav, and like I pointed out, that there's a sheet who holds that the mei chalav is, this mei chalav is ever min achai. But with the Chaber doesn't paskin like it. The Chaber does not paskin like that shita, as you see over here. What's called way? I'm not sure if it's the second stage or the third stage. You'd have to, I don't know, you have to look at the mitzvah, look into the, the production and say, I don't know what they call way. I don't know, because if it's Vamish, the third thing, I don't even know can you just eat it together with meat or whatever? I don't know. But Uncle Panim, it's as nidon here. I wouldn't, but that's what the discussion is. Test chalav hanimtza bekeva. If you have milk which is inside the fourth stomach, ain't chalav. That's you. The shecht. I'll give a hakdama to the next three sishim, and then maybe we'll do that those tomorrow. The question we're going to see is about how to make cheese. Now, cheese is made with what's called rennet. Rennet comes from the lining of the calf's stomach or other sheep or whatever goat, goat's baby, you know, a baby goat or kid or whatever, a calf's stomach when it, after it nurses, so then it you know that the caba, the fourth stomach, coagulates the milk and then it gets digested. So because there's an enzyme in the stomach lining called rennet. And the rennet goes into the, you know, so is the way that, let's say the classic way to make cheese, which has been around for a very long time, in all the different places, is they took the keba and they went ahead and they put milk in it and then it turned into cheese. And then you put different flavors in it, whatever that's, there's different, you know, different types of molds and I don't know, and who knows what, and whatever to ferment it more, but that's what firms up the, makes cheese. Nowadays, we're going to get into about whether, how do you have kosher rennet or not, if it's coming from, you know, what's basa, what's chalav, and not, whatever. Nowadays, I don't know each specific brand, but there's also, you know, artificial rennet and vegetable rennet, but I don't know if it's as good as to make the real aged cheeses and whatever. I think they have to use proper rennet. But okay, we'll see. This is the next three sifim. We will get into exactly how kosher cheese is made and stuff.
Good.